Thank you for sharing with us, Sandy. You are a blessing, and you have friends who write and share and offer, and they too are a blessing. And there undoubtedly will be placement, because all of those services will be so needed as we move on. It's very hard to wait upon God, because you've got to wait upon the world. And these children have come to lead you home, and they have to be allowed to listen and to hear and to commune without being called nuts and crazy. And yet each one, be it child or adult, must come into wholeness with self. Yes, groups help. But unless you're whole enough to be content in what you call your aloneness, I'm not talking lonely, because I don't accept that term. If you are lonely, that is because you have not reached out. Sometimes you're hungering for contact, and you perceive it as loneliness. Your loneliness for home. Your loneliness for higher places where you know you belong. You wonder why you chose this route. And then you certainly wonder why it must be difficult. Because surely just in knowing and experiencing, that must make it easy. No. It just allows you to do it without fear, in the knowingness. And in the humanness, the physicalness is weak, and it's impacted by terror and hurt. And the ego is in existence. There's no way to get rid of it save killing the shell and the consciousness. And then it doesn't go away. It is just converted into something else. It is converted into and absorbed by that energy form that carries all that data. And if it cannot be worked out, and if the growth has not been such that on the higher level of understanding and knowing, it is resolved, it will be re-experienced. Because that is the point and purpose of all experience. To grow, to learn, to again be one with and within God, Creator. And we go back even to the example of Mu and the seven-headed serpent. That's what they accepted as a symbol of their God. Let me tell you the worst part of it. The symbol of the highest God was the sun Aton. So throughout all eons of time and experience, in all physical manifestation, as you would recognize it, there will always be the symbol of the serpent and the symbol of the sun, representing the highest in creation and that which is its opposite. And you will experience all varying levels of both sides of that wheel of understanding and misunderstanding until you grow above and beyond that ego into the capability of putting it aside and controlling it and not allowing it ever to control you. Most of you don't make it in perfection, but that's what the physical realm is about. God is perfection. Until one with God, you cannot have perfection, because that is perfection. All you can do is strive to reach that. So what is evil? Is it something that really doesn't exist? No, it exists. It exists, as you will see, in total abundance. Don't confuse the devil, the horned being with the little red tail, as a reality that will come up out of the pits to strike you. He may very well look like Robert Taylor. Evil exists. Now, what is evil? Evil is anything that deliberately pulls you away from the law of God or that passage toward that divine recentering. So when I use the term evil, it can be anything from sewing a button on incorrectly, because if your intent is wrong in sewing on the button, you could very well sew the shirt together, which will make it awkward to get it over your head. And if you did that to pain someone, then your intent was wrong and it is evil. It doesn't mean that it is the black pits of hell evil. Most people create their evil in total, absolute ignorance. It's like sin. Oh, my goodness. Let's get rid of this sin. What is sin? Sin is an error. It is falling short in the intent toward perfection, either deliberately, which I would say is a greater burden, or just sort of through little white errors. Because you cannot really call a total mistaken, accidental error a sin or evil, because both require intent. So one says, well, gossip is evil. Gossip is not evil. Gossip with intent to hurt is evil. Or intent to spread that which you do not know as factual, but I'll let it go because it sounds good and it'll... Dorma enjoys it, see. I have a lot of trouble with her. Let's go gossip. Well, there's a difference in sharing and even in discussing what may be wrong with any given situation. How in the world are you ever going to come to a resolution? If evil sits out here and knows that I mustn't say a word, that's foolish. He's got you. He can isolate you. And you can live in a void. And that is a cop-out. So there must be interaction. And there must be sharing of information. But with intent, just to pick at someone because you didn't like their dress, or you didn't like their hairdo, or you didn't like it because they had a little more money than you, or they like this, or they like that. That's none of your business. And especially if you did not experience it personally, you have no right to spread that farther. So we have sin. All men have sin. The master told you that. Because you are in a physical environment where you have original sin, and it's not what you think. It is a journey of learning, of growing beyond that which is physical and into that which is spiritual and etheric and knowing. So sin itself is nothing in the world but error, a falling short of intended course toward God. You see, you can have all sorts of intended courses toward God. You better be sure it's the right God. All ones have God. just make sure it's the right one. Because that seven-headed monster will appear first. And he won't look like a seven-headed snake. I can promise you in every sense of the word. As Lucifer's energy projected to the earth, to who you want to call Adam and Eve, I don't care what you call them, it's all a scenario. He presented as the most beautiful creature because Lucifer was birthed in perfection. He was the product of perfection in his creation. He still is perfection. He does his job so well, you should be able to do so well. He can hook you every time, and he doesn't have to change his story one iota from the mud pits of Moot. Whose story do you tell first? The sun god of creation, who gave the wonder and the beauty and the place for the birthing of man? Now, you hear about that seven-headed snake, and then we go on over to Egypt and Atlantis and all, and we wrap our arms in golden serpents. The gold itself is a physical symbol. The snake is another symbol, so mix them together and wear it on your arm. And that makes you blessed some way. Well, does stripping it all off and wearing sackcloth and ashes do it? No, doesn't do it either. So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I know that. I'm here to tell you that. I'm here to help you get through somewhere between that awful rock and this awful hard place. And so I hear, well, I can't do it. I can't measure up. That's the first error, is using the word, I can't. You have already, when you say, I can't, defeated yourself. You have already expressed your excuse for failure. God would not have created you had you not been able to do it. Does that mean you will do it? Absolutely zero, no. Usually doesn't. Should you bear a great big cross and debt of guilt because you can't do it? Of course not. Of course not. Maybe this is not your time of crossing. Maybe it is. That's something for you to work out with God. It's certainly no one else's business, including mine. And always there will be the sharing, the need to share opinions. Share, share, share. Yes, share. In my opinion, I think. And that always leaves you the freedom of truth. And it always leaves you the ability to say, I was wrong. I was wrong. Oops, I did it again. I just simply was wrong. I thought, and it was incorrect. Is Hatton always right? Pretty nearly. I'm sorry to tell you that. Because I like to have a lot of fun. And I do not put myself above you. If anything, I would put myself beneath you if I could. And I wish more often I were wrong. Does that mean I'm going to always give you the right date of the American Revolution, even? Probably not. I don't have time or space. I don't care about that first American Revolution that you fought and died and killed your children for to go right back under the crown of England. To me, that's stupid. And it's always the innocent ones who would be we the people who get hurt. And it's your burden, your karma, your whatever you want to call it, to grow up out of that, beyond that, and crush that. So it is endless. Oh, now you're going to tell us it's a veil of tears and a journey of pain and suffering. If that's what you want it to be, that is exactly what it will be. The ones who are succeeding, even though the world around has not changed, each breath toward that goal is glory and celebration. Look what we did in spite of. And you ones in this room have created miracles upon miracles upon miracles, and you don't even see it. I wish we'd get to a miracle. Show us a miracle. Don't you think having Bo Greitz in that park was a miracle? And God gave you that miracle. I ask him to come now, please, son. He didn't say, oh, sir, I don't believe I believe in you. He didn't say, I don't like your scribe. I don't like part of that BS you give. He said, what time shall I be there, sir? The only thing I will not give up, sir, is the fast I'm having for the POWs. Please, can you not do something? I've done all I know to do. And yes, God is doing something. Your entire government will fall if they carry through with what they intend to do. They are right now making a sweep and gathering up men they allowed to integrate into the community because they were never going to release them. And they fully intend to annihilate every one of them. I don't believe they will do it. It's still iffy. I believe they will not do it. You cannot hide the truth always. And now your elite administration knows who I am and that I will tell everything they plan to do. And in the telling, I will fax it first to Bo Greitz, the same time I fax it to their people. And then we will publish it. And they cannot hide it all. But you see, what they really are still hiding from you are all of the ones in Russia. But the ones in danger of being instantly shot are those ones in Asia, Southeast Asia. And Bo Greitz is going to be faced with the most incredible decision. He will be confronted, and he may very well have to choose the lives of those ones or his thrust to save America. What would you choose? Can't cut those babies in half. It makes just letting the cotton picking fault line go look good, doesn't it? Then to realize you're trapped. Oh, you've done miracles. Stop putting yourselves down. And stop kicking yourself when you make errors. I want to tell you this much. Recently has been deceived by one of the most clever deceivers that's hit your globe. He's deceived deceivers. And still you can only have compassion for him because he has a robotic mind. He only works as programmed. The clues are there, the signs are there, and yet there aren't any of you ready to deal with that. After all this time of us gathering and talking about these things, and I can't quite understand it, well, yes, I accept it. No, you can't comprehend it. It's still science fiction. But I think it's very interesting to note the ones who have experienced recently, as I have asked for things to be done, to see that there is no, I mean zero zilch question about who is Hatton from George Bush down. And actually, anymore, it is George Bush up. George Bush has been out of control for a long time. It is Mr. Baker that makes most of the meetings. That should also scare you. But don't believe that because you do not see that God is not busy. We are given a mission. I have many missions. And I would not jeopardize for one iota of a minute, not one smidgen bit of one of your perceived minutes, another mission, just to inform you so that you're not annoyed with me. I hear you reaching out. I hear you screaming out for your confirmation, for your truth, for your, please show me, show me. I hear Dharma. When it gets really to the end and she thinks, I cannot sit here and do this another minute. Not like this anymore. Father, please, I just can't do it. Oh, you want me to give you a miracle that jeopardizes some other part of the program so that you can get a look at me? When you see me every night, every moment of your life and breath, you want that ego, physical, clutching touch of something that tells you nothing. The most common request I have is blank out all of the television and come on the air. Well, I have one in here that would believe me. John would say, well, he finally did it. I've been telling him that. And some would believe it. Most would say, boy, Ted Turner's got another gimmick. You'll get your confirmations. You'll get your confirmations. And they'll be very subtle. Sometimes blatant. Dharma says, well, don't let it be when they shoot me. You know, don't let it get up to there, Hatton. You know, I sit here with my eyes shut. I hope someone's patrolling the door. I've been threatened, you know, that they're going to blow me away today. Well, I just fix it. Hatton just fixes it. I'm not through with her. You each one continually ask for rest and peace. And it's not so bad on this side. That one, you know, that continually badgers me. How can you do this with all the babies? Dying, slaughter. Why don't you save them? What do you think we do? We don't murder. We don't slaughter. We don't produce them. We don't manufacture them. We don't starve them. And we save every one of them. Your perception's wrong. I am not going to stop anything of what you do on your place in those horrendous adventures of yours. Well, how can you let that baby suffer when that baby comes into agreement with God? God brings it home. And there's nothing you can do to it then. And until then, until it says, God, bring me home, you're going to be stuck with what you do to it. And you're not going to know whether it's a little robotoid or the real thing. Because in your perception, there's no difference. If you kill a robotoid, your intent was to kill a man. And therein lies the problem. It doesn't matter if you crucified a man called Jesus or a man called Emmanuel or neither. The intent of society and humanity was to do exactly that. And there lies your problem. So I hit below the belt. That is where I'd like to hit every time. Because that's where you usually keep your head. That's all you get on television. A man is in Idaho standing for his life, and another one has to get in front of him, between him and a federal officer with a machine gun pointed at him. And says, buddy, you're going to have to shoot me. And he reaches out and he pushes the machine gun, the assault weapon, away. Bo turns to walk away. The man raises the gun again. And this time Bo just continued to walk. That's how bad it was up there. And guess what was on your news?
Nothing.
Woody Allen is in love with his wife's daughter. Is this wrong? She is a child, thinking him to be her father, image. And now we're going to have a big court case over it, probably to the Supreme Court. Can you fall in love with your wife's adopted daughter? Let me tell you something important. The entire concept stinks. The entire concept stinks. That any mature, adult, male with responsibility would endanger a child by even considering such thoughts, much less the act. The papers blasted Greitz as an anti-Semite, as a white supremacist, as a racist. The man was married to an Asian woman, and they have two little Asian children now. He and Claudia. That is a bigot and a racist. But nobody tells you that, do they? How do you overcome this? Well, there was one suggestion that I really should have brought. But I've had a little trouble with Dorma. It's been a bad few days, as it has for all of you. You see, always it's kind of like, as she said, well, I guess I am the wife, because I certainly seem to have been the last to know. But it makes it easier to go into the courtroom and face those judges and the lawyers who get up and Russell received everything he got from Germaine, and obviously Germaine was an extraterrestrial, but this one gets up and says, and you know, they claim to get everything from an E.T. And the judge says, well, it looks like both of you claim that source. Not us, not us. An E.T., Your Honor. And you can't, and the judge interrupted, and he said, well, maybe not, but I sure am interested. Maybe we could hear just a little more. And, of course, Germaine's about to split Dorma's head open, but you never entertain anyone with any connection to the court, to the case, you see. What a disagreeable world you have. What a disagreeable world. And yet how entertaining it is. Anyway, the recommendation of one, the suggestion of one, was that you pull your resources, etc., 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 and have a massive, massive movement that puts little ads in little papers, little ads in big papers. Who in the world is Bo Greitz? Greitz for rights, anything that you can think of, and then you reveal this before election. Let people get their curiosity boiled up. I don't have any comment. I'm putting it out there. Any way that you can get attention will be the way to do it. I would hope short of the way it's getting to be done now. On the other hand, regardless of what it appears to you to be, more good came out of that standoff in Idaho than you will ever imagine, unless you can imagine real big. Because at some point, it has to have a hearing, doesn't it? You cannot hang a man, literally. They can only charge him with assault. They can only charge Weaver with assault or intended assault. You see, he didn't shoot the officer. His son shot the federal agent, and he's dead. And he shot the federal agent when the federal agent shot his pet dog. And I have had most ones respond to that almost worse than shooting the man. Because obviously the animal is in your care, as is a child. And it couldn't do anything to defend itself against the blazing weapons. Well, what do you think one man on a mountaintop could do against 200 armed federal SWAT team men with helicopters? If any of you don't know the story, I'm going to tell you. They have been after Weaver, well, quite frankly, since Bush sent down the order to have him killed. And we will take out him and Greitz at the same time, because they were members of a team that went over with Paul Harvey, get that, to the Golden Triangle and met with Kunsaw, at which time Paul Harvey then refused to take any pictures. So when they got back to the States, there were no pictures. There was no proof. Paul Harvey refused to even testify. The government administration at the time, George Bush was vice president. You see, your friend Greitz had an opportunity to serve under George Bush from CIA days on through. And I know that you have some little idea that Greitz ran about in Cambodia. Greitz has been on advisory boards right to the Pentagon and the White House. But that sort of slips by. I continually have fun with Bo Greitz. You ones don't know him. It's all listed there, you know. Goes right there, blah, 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 hypnotherapist, blah. Same teacher teach Doris. You think she and Bo Greitz don't have a good communication system going? And don't think he couldn't have laid out every one of those federal agents with his eyes. But you see, that doesn't do anything, does it? So they were after Weaver. They were investigating the Aryan Nation. Now, that is only a front. I'm going to tell all of you now that is only a front. There is a massive Minuteman militia American group. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not going to tell you why. I would hope you would know. All over. But the government was pretty sure that they were located somewhere near the hideout or the group gathering place of the Aryan Nation. That is not the Aryan Nation, which comes right out of the swastika or the Nazis, but it is a white supremacy group that has grown by infiltration of skinheads, etc. Those skinheads didn't just bumble through, and they told you what they were doing there. They were sent there. They said they were sent there. And they also said, we'll stick around here, you know, do their little dance. Oh, we'll stick around here. But we have an appointment in California the middle of next week, so if it's still going on, we'll have to cut out. So they sucked Weaver in. He moved up there after all of these little clandestine encounters. You see, Bo Greitz went on back over there. This time he took his own damn photographer and plenty of witnesses. Went again to Kunzah. This time when he got back to the States, he didn't even have to make a phone call. First person that called him was Paul Harvey. Oh, friend, you better get rid of that information. The hell I will. I'm going to bring it right up there, and they are going to all see it. And Paul Harvey told him, if you do that, you are a dead man. I have been told to tell you that you will have felony offenses brought against you, and they will lock you away for the rest of your natural life if you breathe this. And as evil exposes itself, after they tried to do this on passport violations, brought felons, I mean, they got hundreds locked up on the same kind of stupid charges that they would have locked up Greitz for the rest of his natural life. But he got a pretty good defense attorney. And as a matter of fact, they finally had to pull off the dogs because it was going to reveal too much. Although they had guards stationed in the courtroom with instructions that if he started to speak on any of these subjects, 1 through 10, you are to shoot him instantly. National security. So he could not even defend himself. And still, he got off. And the prosecutor on the steps of the courthouse, when asked about the case, he said, God works in mysterious ways. He said, I was called by George Bush, who said, get grides out. So that's what we have to deal with. They were told to get Weaver and Grites out. Weaver holds information that can pull down every member of the elite conspirators. And can you imagine what it would be to have Grites and Weaver on the stand and call in Paul Harvey? It would be hard for him to perjure himself to that extent, wouldn't it? So I didn't have to do much. Just send the word. Stop this thing right now. Right now. And in 1 hour, Paul Harvey was in a helicopter over that building trying to talk that man out, promising him almost everything, including paying for his attorney, which, believe me, is almost everything. Charges? They had paid informants infiltrate into this Aryan nation, suck him into going to one meeting and into a Congress, at which point the leader of that group was giving beer, to some underage teenagers. And they got into an altercation, and Weaver said, "You are vile, evil," and wouldn't stay. The informer went with him, shared at his table, shared at his family's activities, prayed with him, asked him, because he didn't want his name on the documents, to buy him a shotgun. No big deal. Next time Weaver was in Bonner's Ferry, he bought him a shotgun. Had another friend who said, "Oh, well, would you mind picking me up one? I really don't want my name. You know, they'll investigate me, blah, 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 and I just want to shoot a few birds and things." So, this time in San Wash or Point or whatever it is, he buys him one. Turns it over to them. Now he's charged with sawing off shotguns. One of which is 1/4 inch too short to pass legal specifications. The other one, they were so stupid they didn't even shorten it enough. So they only have him on not paying a license fee. So the man literally was surrounded by 200 armed SWAT teams, the leader of which is a top-level terrorist hostage SWAT team federal agent from Boston, Massachusetts, the very one killed. What was he doing in Idaho on a remote mountaintop with his crew? Over 1/4 inch too short shotgun? I think not. Or was it to collect the hunting license fee? I guess that was it. Cheated the government out of $12 or something. I simply told them, if one hair of Grite's head is hurt, if you even muss it up, you have 10,000 armed Minutemen ready to start the Second American Revolution, and they are all in your dooryard right now. Now, none of you saw them, did you? Well, let me tell you, the federal troops knew they were there. There are some very nice underground facilities all around your nation. And there are patriots that the moment cues, if you will, are sent forth. And they were able to block out of Idaho. They didn't get their clue. Do you know that they got their cue out of Overly and Dorma's living room? The government was that efficient. Shut out all radio communications, and ones were waiting for their cue. The moment Brights got there, they were to drop everything and go. Well, my gosh, when they got the word, we couldn't even finish a conversation. Gone, you know. They just melted into nowhere.